96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Yes, we all know that old song, but not everyone is excited to hear it. Marriage rates in America have continued to decline for years. Bowling Green State University's National Center for Marriage and Family Research released these numbers just last year. In 1920, the U.S. marriage rate was 92. That's 92 married women for every 1,000 unmarried women. In 2013, the marriage rate was 31. What's happening? Is marriage still relevant? Well, my guests are going to talk about that tonight. Michelle Talbert, co-author of Don't Do What We Did, an online dating guide. She's been married twice. Mu Tariq, author and radio show host of I Now Pronounce You Single and Happy, the anti-dating show. He's single. And Nisa Muhammad, founder of the Wedded Bliss Foundation. She is married. Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Thank you all for coming. Let me go right to this. Relevant or not, Michelle?
It is based upon the opinion of the people in the relationship. So I feel that it's not relevant. It's not that it is relevant. It should be self-defined.
Okay. Mu?
I believe that the issue of the relevance has a, like Michelle said, it depends on the people, but also, is it necessary? I believe it brings up the question because I believe that any two people that want to express their love for each other is relevant. Mm-hmm. Any union or partnership is relevant, but is it necessary?
Oh, I see. Okay. And Nisa?
It's absolutely, totally relevant. It's the one institution where people are protesting to change the laws, going all the way to the Supreme Court so that they can marry. It's the one institution where people are trying to do whatever they can so that they can marry. What do they know that we don't know? Here, we can get married any given day of the week and don't. Mm-hmm. And here, people are trying to change the whole American lifestyle so that they can have the option to marry.
So then, if that is the case, then keeping in mind the statistic that I read, and, mm-hmm. and that's a 100-year change and a huge drop in America overall. To what do you attribute that? If it is indeed still relevant, then why are fewer and fewer people getting married?
So marriage rates are going down throughout the whole Western world. It's not just an American phenomenon. All over the Western world, marriage rates are going down. And women and men are delaying marriage. And so when they asked men, why are you delaying getting married? Because marriage is a maturation process for men. The men said they are delaying marriage because women are providing the domestic comforts of marriage without them having to give the responsibility and commitment.
Well, wait a minute. You said it's a maturing issue for men. So are you saying that over the years men have become less mature?
Well, what I'm saying is that the institution of marriage provides men with structure and framework and responsibility, unlike any other relationship that they're in. If you look at what happens when a man gets married, married men make more money on their jobs because they're seen as more responsible. They do less drugs. They commit fewer crimes. They have higher incidence of accumulation of wealth. Marriage changes things for men and women. It's the best place to rear children.
Okay.
Well, I do know that men have actually more sex when they're married. And I believe it was an article in Time about 2 years ago where the cover story led that men are the ones who actually benefit from marriage. Women don't benefit from marriage, yet society puts upon us that we're the ones that are clamoring to get married and get the ring.
Okay, so wait a minute.
Really interesting.
Married men have more sex, but the women are not benefiting. So you say, who are they having sex with?
Women do benefit. benefit. Women benefit greatly from marriage.
In between it, I think some women benefit from marriage. I know statistically speaking, looking at health, looking at career development, and all of those things that you've just stated, men actually do fare better when they're married than women do they're married.
I beg to differ. In my experience, and me and my co-author Sanyo Jindai speak on this. Marriage with women actually benefit from marriage, and they actually encourage it.
Men
do not typically. It's very rare that a man wants to get married, and I'm going to be honest about that.
Well, and I think anecdotally speaking, you know, when you have these conversations about marriage with unmarried people. You know, all the books, the TV shows, everything is geared toward women.
Exactly.
And
yes.
Marriage. The guys, even if, you know, they are enthusiastic about marriage, that's not what they're going to sit around and talk about while the game is on the weekends. Are we just made differently?
Well, I don't think it's that you're made differently. I think what a society has put upon us is that men can get married anytime. And for women, we have an economy that of lack, right? So women have fewer options for marriage. So therefore, we're seen to have higher demand for marriage, whereas men have more supply. This is what society is showing. Right? That's really what's happening.
So I think part of it is also a societal issue in terms of what the media presents to us. So there is The Bachelor for White America. We don't have a bachelor. There's The Bachelorette for White America. We have no shows that do come even close to that.
But black folks are getting married before those shows.
Well, no, that is true. Okay. But I'm telling you, in terms of what the media presents to us, and in fact, three black men sued ABC because they wanted ABC to have a black bachelor.
Yeah, I saw them.
Right.
But that's all I want to say about those guys.
I wish this was video.
Well, let's define marriage. Marriage, the original definition is a formal union of a man and a woman. Typically recognized by law, and it establishes rights and obligations between the two. So, as we evolve humans, as we evolve in human rights, and I want to thank the LGBTQ community because they have got us to think about things outside of the box about partnerships more, and we recognize this in some cities and states, domestic partnerships.
Well, we're going to come back in a bit. We're going to the phone lines. Boy, lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the DC calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment.
Need an
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 and WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. We're asking tonight, is marriage still relevant? My guests are Michelle Talbert. She is the co-author of Don't Do What We Did, an online dating guide. Mu Tariq, author and radio show host of I Now Pronounce You Single and Happy, the anti-dating show. And Nisa Muhammad, founder of the Wedded Bliss Foundation. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. If you can't get through, please keep trying. I promise we will continue to take phone calls even after we switch over to Sirius XM Channel 141. Let's go to D, calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Quickly, D, what's on your mind?
First of all, I'd like to say hi. I listen to this show all the time up and down the 95 corridor, and I have been on it quite a bit.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Now, before I get too hostile, please don't cut me off on any of it.
Well, keep it short. We got a lot of folks who want to talk, so go ahead.
Okay. Marriage is one of the first institutions. It was arranged by a divine ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
When we change what he put in place, we're asking for trouble. Now, we always talk about justice or civil union. What about your righteous union?
Mm-hmm.
You align that with a court of three, and that's the Almighty. We're too busy trying to live off our own mindset, and we know man cannot rule man because we have done it to our own injury.
Okay.
Now, when we're in a union of God and we're doing things according to God, those kids can be happy. Actually, they're happier when they see mom and dad interact. They know they're secure. They know they're safe, which means now they're going to continue the trend.
Okay.
On the other hand, your panel was talking about some good points. But I'd like to add this to it. It was man's responsibility to take care of the family. It was a woman's responsibility to see to it that man was happy.
Okay. Well, Mike, I'm sorry, D, forgive me. I've got to let you go because we got a lot of folks
here. Yeah,
okay. I know. I appreciate your passion, and thank you so much for listening. Real quick, he's a traditionalist, obviously a man of faith, but there are people that get married every day that do not have strong faith perspectives. They have great marriages, relationships, too. Is this purely an issue of faith, or is there something else amiss? Is this about love? Is it about companionship?
It's about economics. It's about love. It's about companionship. And again, it goes back to those morals, those mores of the people in the relationship. And, you know, further to the conversation with regard to LGBTQ community and wanting to get married, when we were enslaved in this country, we also fought for our right to get married.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about really being a part of what you consider to be mainstream America, mm-hmm. and fighting for rights that are afforded to others. That does not mean that I have to exhibit every right that is afforded to me, but
it's
the right should be there.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's an option for everyone.
Options.
And I think marriage is a social institution. Outside of it being a faith institution, it's a social institution that really surrounds and guides the sexual love that two people experience.
Okay.
And it gives rights and it gives rules, it gives regulations as to how that relationship is going to go forward.
All right. Well, listen, I've got a lot of folks on the line here, and I really want to talk to James. James has been in a relationship for 8 years, but he's not married. But James, you are going to have to hold on. Sabrina, Reverend Mead, Mike, Chico, everyone, please do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We're asking tonight, is marriage relevant? If you're not doing it, why not? And if you plan on doing it, send me an invitation. Maybe I'll send you a toaster. We'll be back on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a bit. Stay with us.